Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Hey, how are you? When was the last time you went to battle? When was the last time you had a fight? When was the last time you sacrificed to defeat the enemy? Now, I'm not talking about physical warfare. I'm talking about spiritual warfare. When was the last time you hit your knees and you sent up a prayer like no other? When was the last time you fasted and you turned your plate down and you put your flesh under subjection? When was the last time you consecrated yourself so that way you can hear from God clearly? When was the last time you submitted? Because I tell you, it's time for that now. It's time to start pushing again. Because in this day and age, we've lost the will to push. We've lost the want to push. We've lost the desire to push. And what I mean by push, I mean pray until something happens. We've lost the will to communicate to God. And I can remember there was a time when I was a young boy that my pastor would make us push in church. We would have just a prayer service. We would all gather around the altar and she would just push till you could feel the anointing falling from heaven. I could feel God move within the building. But we as a people have lost that desire. We have lost our will and our want to lay on our face and cry out before God, "We need you to change some stuff." We've forgotten that our prayers are what God listens to. And sometimes we may not be even praying for our own situations. We may be praying for our leaders. We may be praying for our brothers and our sisters because we don't see the battles that they go through. We may be praying for our children because they're not acting right. We may be praying for schools that are going through turmoil. We may be just praying that we find favor in God's sight, that everything goes well with us. But we forget about God when everything is going well. But as soon as tragedy hit, we know how to hit our knees. We got to learn how to push through the good and the bad. That's when your marriage is going good. That's when your finances are good. That's when your children are acting right. That's when everything in your life is on the uphill. But we feel like we only got to push when we're in the mud. And I learned that the hard way, saints. I learned that I had to push regardless of whatever my situation looked like. Especially now because I'm getting ready to make a really big change in my life. So now I really have to push so God can change some stuff within me so that my situation that I get into will be that much better. Y'all don't understand that prayer is one of the most stress relieving things that I've ever done in my life. Praying and meditating so God can come in and just talk to me. If you're stressed, just pray. If you're sad, pray. Depressed, pray. Because when you're praying, you're giving it all to God and said, I can't do it on my own. I need you. We need to get back to going to the altar, down on our knees and just saying, God, I need to hear from you. I need you to fix this situation. And if y'all didn't get anything else from this, just a daily word to God, God, thank you. Lord, forgive me for everything that I've said and done wrong and acted wrong. I urge each and every one of you that are listening to this to get back to praying. Not just for yourself, but for your brothers and sisters that you see every day. For your leadership, for your country, for your children. Because you never know. I love y'all. God bless.